You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The 2021 Voyager New Zealand Media Awards, which acknowledges New Zealand's news media, will be accepting nominations from tomorrow. But before this morning, the category of Student Journalist of the Year has been removed from this year's events. This decision has caused backlash from student magazines at tertiary institutions all across the country after they received their first ever nominations in any category at the Media Awards last year. The awards organisers, the News Publishers Associations, have reinstated the category as this year's awards earlier this morning. But before the decision was announced, I spoke to the former editors of three student magazines in New Zealand about the then absence of the category. I began with Cameron Leakey, the 2020 co-editor-in-chief of Kraken Magazine, the student magazines at the University of Auckland, and I asked about his reaction to the decision.
I was really gutted to hear that the Voyagers were considering cutting student media from the awards this year, particularly because last year was the first year that tertiary student publications were eligible for this award category. The Voyagers represent a really amazing opportunity to identify and celebrate high quality journalism in New Zealand, and student media is a part of that. There is high quality work coming out of these student publications that breaks important stories. So for the Voyagers to consider dropping this category, to me, fails to represent the importance of student media. It's important for tertiary student media to be recognised for a number of reasons. Tertiary student media is the only media organisations in New Zealand that is specifically focused on these tertiary institutions, which represent a student population of around 100,000 people. The work coming out of these student publications is high quality and breaks stories such as around drug testing on campus, student surveillance on social media, sexual abuse within calls of residence, and other stories that were broken by these organisations, as well as that a lot of journalists in New Zealand have backgrounds within student media. So we see journalists from Stuff to Spinoff to TVNZ all coming from these student media backgrounds. It's a real training ground for the journalists that then go on to work with our institutions, and to not recognise the media at that level is poor.
That was Cameron Leakey, formerly of Kraken Magazine. Next, we have Sinead Gill, who is the former editor-in-chief of Otago University student magazine Critic. She also says she is gutted about the decision.
I mean, I was just really gutted when I saw it. My initial reaction was just to keep kind of refreshing the page, like checking the different categories, just in case I missed it, because I just can't see why they would remove that category, but yeah, it's definitely not there. So I'm just super disappointed for my writers, because the whole year I was kind of gassing up, you know, the Voyagers, being like, hey, you know, like, Esme actually became a finalist. Like, you know, you might just be yourself as like a journalist on the side while you do your studies, but there's actually a future in this industry, and if you work hard enough, you could be recognised for that. And it's like a huge confidence booster, so it's really, you know, gutting when... I mean, it's important to the communities. It's important because they cover things that mainstream media don't cover. They cover, you know, I mean, just think about, like, how media portrays drug use or student parties or student housing, things like that. Student media actually is able to talk to those students and get their side of the story and get a point of view that doesn't often get across in, you know, mainstream media. But also, we do write about stories that other media would, but the difference is just who gets to the scoop first. So often, like, student media breaks stories that another news outlet would. And I think that should be recognised in the form of, like, the National Award. And obviously an award is just an award. It's not going to stop student magazines from doing good work. But it was, like, a connection between us and the mainstream media, and the Voyagers are something that are kind of, you know, in New Zealand, university recognized as this huge honor. So to be a finalist, you know, that could be make or break in a young journalist's career trying to get into the industry after finishing university. So, yeah, it's just kind of like a potential loss of opportunity for some people.
That was Sinead Gill, formerly of Critic magazine. Finally, I also spoke to Kirsty Frame, the former editor-in-chief, co-editor-in-chief of Salient, the student magazine at Victoria University, and I asked her on her thoughts and why student journalism is important.
Pointed. I mean, it only got introduced last year, and that was really exciting for us, sort of introducing that to our writers and to our team at Salient and at all the other student magazines. So, yeah, when we found out the news that it's just been cut a year into being introduced, we were quite confused, to be honest, because it doesn't really seem like it's been given sort of the effort that maybe it needed to be sort of solidified as a category. It's just incredibly disappointing as a student journalist to see that taken away. I think actually this award situation too has opened up a wider conversation about student media and about our underfunding, our under-resourcement, and just sort of the ongoing struggle that we have to get the recognition for the work that we're doing under those conditions. It is those awards and those like non-material things that we as journalists and we use it to motivate our writers that often aren't even paid for the work that they do, and we do it because we really believe in it, we believe in what we're doing, and we can see the impacts that student media can make in terms of whether it's wider media or wider society. We saw last year with as an example, with the halls situation that happened last year, where universities were trying to charge a number of hall students across New Zealand for their rooms that they couldn't get back to because of we were in alert level 3 still. And it was the media conversation that really impacted the universities, particularly Victoria, backing down on that. And that to me just solidifies that student media, it has impacts because these are your students that are living the experience as well as students and are wanting to do things with their outlet, with their student magazine, with their student radio, for example, like yourself. So I think this is kind of just opening up a wider conversation that's looking at just exactly how much student media is. How we're thriving under such sort of like under-resourced conditions.
That was former Salient co-editor Kirsty Frame. And the student journalist of the year category has been reinstated earlier this morning at the Voyager New Zealand Media Awards, and nominations are open from 9 a.m. tomorrow.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.